ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः ऐं रूपाय ह्रीं रूपाय क्रीं रूपाय भगवते नमः श्रीगुरुदेवाय नमः ॐ मातृकाभ्यो नमः Tonight is Shasti, the sixth night of this sacred observance of Navaratri. All over the world, whoever is aware of this Shakti Upasana, this is a very auspicious time to engage in expressing our devotion to the Supreme Presence. Which is beyond any name, form, gender, race, color, shape, size, nirakar. Formless, yet takes form depending on with what name and image we call upon that presence. Mother is one. Presence is one. But she appears in the name of Navdurga. 1,008 names, each one has a special characteristic. Just like you, you have one name, one person, but sometimes you respond to your name, sometimes dad, sometimes mom, sometimes sister, friend, even a driver. You're driving a car, somebody calls, "Oh, driver." You turn around and look. Depending on what you are engaged in, you respond by that name. Shakti is one. Just like electricity. Here it lights the bulb, runs the fan, heating, cooling. Appliances are many, but the Shakti is one. In Brahma's place, she is known as Brahma. In Vishnu's place, she is known as Vishnu. In Shiva's place, she is known as Shiva. In your place, she is known as you. In my place, she is known as me. But she is only one. That's the way we have to know her. She's in everything. And within the thing, just like the tantric praise of the goddess, we did the first prayer. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu. Starts with Vishnu Mayeti Sansthita. I'm not going in that story, but the story begins there. That before the beginning of time, after the great disillusion, Vishnu was laying in Cheer Sagar. Vishnu is the protector, the preserver, laying in Cheer Sagar, sleep. As the image is given, out of the navel, the lotus rose. Brahma was there. Brahma is the creator. They stayed in that position for a long, 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 long time. Vishnu sleeping, Brahma sitting on the lotus, meditating. As the story goes, the story has many, you'll have to sit and think about it. Out of the wax of Vishnu, earwax, two demons appeared, Madhu and Katab. And they begin to scare Brahma. creator. Brahma, terrified, he tried to awaken Vishnu. Please wake up, wake up, wake up. But Vishnu was sleeping, enchanted by Mahamaya. How does this story relate to our life? It's all right here. It's all about you. Enchanted by Mahamaya, the grand illusion. You are asleep. We are asleep. Kundalini Shakti, our affair, the power, the creative force is there. Brahma is the creator. Out of the earwax come two demons. I haven't figured out that one yet. How does the earwax and where the demons come from? But out of inertia, let's put it out. Out of lethargy, inertia, stagnation, these two demons appear. That begin to scare our creativity. Brahma is the creative force. Then Brahma tries to awaken Vishnu. Vishnu is a protector. Please wake up, wake up. But he is enchanted by Mahamaya, sleeping. Then Vishnu had to, Brahma had to awaken Mahamaya, praise her, pray to her. And then Mahamaya appeared. She let Vishnu out of her trance, out of her, and Vishnu got up. Then the great battle began between the Vishnu and Madhu and Katav, and then the whole story begins. So I'm not going in there. Just think about this beginning. That's where the prayer begins. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Vishnu Mayeti Sansthita. We are all enchanted by Mahamaya, illusion, the grand illusion. When we wake up out of this sleep, then we become Buddha. That's what Buddha means, to awaken one, to see. That all is the world, what we see, it's an illusion. There are some schools that say it's all illusion, don't worry about it. But our school doesn't say that. Our school says it's Mahamaya, we worship her. We don't ignore her. We pay attention to her. But she is not the whole thing. With her grace, we get to find a life of balance. After Vishnumaya, then, what is the next one? Chaitanyaitya Vidhiyate. Consciousness. She permeates the whole universe in the form of consciousness. And that consciousness comes into human being in the form of buddhi. When the individual channels that consciousness, points it, focuses it just like prism. Takes light and makes fire, that consciousness comes through human, individual, and becomes buddhi. So that's the third name. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhi Rupena Sansthita. After buddhi, what comes?
Nidra.
Nidra. Take a little rest. People say nidra is lethargy, it's tamasic. But without nidra, we won't be able to function. Divine Mother, Mahashakti, takes her, takes us in her lap and loves us to sleep so we can be replenished and awake for a new day. So nidra rupena samsthita, rest. We are free of the delusion, become conscious, have utilized our brains, take a little rest, and then you are hungry. Right? Chuda rupena samsthita. So pay attention to that too. It's all part of life. It's all part of life. We don't say this is good, this is bad. It's all mother. It's all her form. And in the very last one, Yadevi Sarvabhuteshu. Bhranti Rupena Sansita. Confusion. So people say confusion is bad. Nothing is bad. There are sometimes just you're not able to make clear decision. That's okay. Just stop. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Rest. Mother will show up in another form. The whole purpose of this Navaratri celebration is it's really a celebration of her devotion and trust. It's all about that. Faith and trust. Shraddha and Vishwas. It is our Shraddha and Vishwas. Each flower imbued with that is giving her a body. Every flower charged with a mantra, charged with everybody's giving a form to Ma. Through minimizing the intake of the world through our senses, we are coming down, slowing down, being a little centered, grounded. The energy that gets dissipated in meaningless activities is stored and raised, given a direction. We are able to give it a direction because we are steeped in devotion to something higher. If there is no devotion in our life to something higher, no matter how much energy you have, it just gets dissipated or it becomes destructive. Becomes destructive. It is our devotion to something sacred and something higher that enables us to take that energy and utilize in constructive things. Many great empires have risen in the past with lots of power. They have only done destruction. Power of love is great. Sitting here expressing our devotion to that universal love that ties us all together is the greatest gift we could give to the humanity at this time and age. Shakti Puja, Navratri, usually people do to amass Shakti. Ram did it before he went to Lanka. That's why it comes Dasara after Ram slayed Ravan and came back. Dasara, it's a victory. 9 days. Even in India, in olden days, all the princely states, before they attacked the neighbor, they would do a Durga Puja. So build up the Shakti and then channel it. So by participating in this, we are also building some Shakti. You may not feel it, but something is being built, something is building inside. So please be very careful, after Ashtami, Navami, ninth day. Be very careful. The mind will come in. All the horse that has been tied in the stable will try to just gallop. go all different directions. Tie that horse down. Slowly, slowly, slowly. That energy, you can really direct new. That's why it's called Navaratri. After this, there is something new emerges. So after Navaratri, I'm just saying this couple of days before, so you start thinking. Pay attention to that. You're not going back to the same old way. All the habits that we were bound by, we have gotten a chance to get a little space from that. And habits that are not good, this is a perfect time to take a little space from that. I'm not saying give up, because I don't want to make you feel deprived. But think, this is an opportunity to make a shift. And very consciously, if you make a shift, the energy will flow. And it's not only for people who have been doing Navaratri. Everybody sitting in this room, just because you are here tonight, even one moment, devotion to Ma gives us that strength. So Monday is Ashtami, Tuesday Navami, Wednesday is Dasara, Wednesday is the day of victory. So anything new you want to bring in, anything you want to let go, any shift you want to make in your life, Wednesday is the day, Dasara, day of victory. Any new resolution, any new thing you want to focus on, that's a good day, Wednesday. And start building energy right now. So maybe even have a little prayer to Ma. Oh, Mother, on Wednesday I'm going to do this. Please have a little blessing in my way. So tonight is Shasti, last night of Mahalakshmi. We have been evoking Ma with her three major names, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. Tonight is Shasti, Mahalakshmi's night. Usually people worship Mahalakshmi to get more money. And it has gone to utmost foolishness, almost. People will go to Mahalakshmi Mandir, bring 2 rupees sweet and little mala, little flowers. Oh, Mother, may I win the lottery ticket? Mother is that fool. Huh? So you give her 2 rupees sweet and she's going to give you a lottery ticket. Effort. Self-effort. And Lakshmi is not only money. The real wealth is contentment. That's the real wealth. Godhan, Gajadhan, Bajidhan, Aur Ratanadhan Khan, Jab Aave Santoshadhan, Sabadhan Bhuri Saman. Somebody, Tripti. Tripti is the name of contentment. She came in today. She said, Divine Mother in the form of Tripti came in today. Tripti is Mahalakshmi. Contentment. I'm full. I'm not. Desire, even for a blade of grass, causes a ripple in the tranquility of the heart and mind. Desire, even for a little thing, causes a ripple. When you have tripti, when you have contentment, when you are really just, there is no ripple. You are Shiva. You are totally in the oneness of the whole. A little desire comes in. All the desires are not bad. As the story goes, in the beginning, there was one that was absolutely whole, content, full unto itself. Full. Out of fullness, playfulness, a desire rose. May one become many. Ekoham bahusyam. That's the story of creation. May one become many. It was full, it was whole, it was complete. A little desire rose. That desire caused a little tremor. And may one become many. Ekoham bahusyam. May one become many. We are the many. We are the many. We are not separate from that which we are worshipping. We are that. And that's the whole purpose of this Navratri, puja, fasting, this, that. That may we be free from that Mahamaya's grand illusion that we are asleep. May we awake to that. Know our real self. We are not separate. Yes, being human, we are playing our roles. We have upsets and this and that. And that. It's okay. That's part of life. But that's not the whole thing. And as long as we know that, we are fine. Well, ups and downs are bound to happen. We have taken this human life. They're bound to happen. So may we not get washed away with a little challenge. May we not lose our hope. May we not lose our self-esteem with little things. Yeah, it happens, happens. Stand up. Make effort again. This is what Navaratri teaches us. That make effort. Have trust in yourself. Have confidence in yourself. Ma is always there. It is her who is giving you that thought, who is inspiring you. It is her who is enabling you. She's in every aspect of her life, always holding you. So never lose that sight. I bow to Ma with all my limbs in all different directions. May she bless us all. The meditation tonight is, as the raise the breath from the navel to the heart, opening the heart lotus. Invite the mother to sit on that heart lotus, clad in yellow, golden light. Right hand raised, granting us fearlessness, left hand granting us boom. Sweet smile on her face, surrounded with golden light. Light coming from her hand, covering us as we pay our respect at her feet. So sometime in the night, sleeping even in your bed, just visualize this play. Mother is sitting on the lotus, clad in yellow, surrounded with golden light, her right hand raised in Abhay Mudra, Bharad Mudra, light coming out of her hand, just surrounding you. You can send this prayer to anybody that you want to. Let them receive Ma's blessing that way. And do not doubt. Just have full trust that Ma is holding you in her lap. Someone came to me today and said, I'm scared of Ma Kali. How could you call her Ma and be scared of her? She's the most compassionate one. It's because of your trust is not complete. Your understanding, your devotion is not complete. If you're devoted to her, in a court, we don't knock on mother's door. We kick the door open. We don't go and pray, Ma, give me this. No, whatever is Ma's is yours. If your love and your trust is solid, then there is no separation. That reminds me of a story. Tulsidas and Baba Kinaram, they were of the same time, 15th, 16th century. One came to Tulsidas. He said, Baba, you go to talk to Bhagavan Ram every day. I'm not having any children. Could you ask him if there are any children in my life? Tulsidas goes, talk to Bhagavan Ram. He said, no, not in this lifetime. She is not going to have any children. The woman was very unhappy and crying, and somebody said, hey, why are you crying? She said, that's what Tulsidas told me. He said, there is an Agori Baba, Baba Kinaram, why don't you go talk to him? He's just laying by the dhuni there. So she goes there and bows. And he was somewhere else, and she started crying, and he had a little stick there, and he just hit her. Get out of here. Three sticks. Two sticks. She had twins. So she went to Tulsidas. He said, how did that happen? Bhagavan Ram said that I'm not supposed to have, Baba Kinaram gave me a blessing and I got two twins. So Tulsidas goes to Bhagavan Ram again and said, how did that happen? He said, you came and asked me and I told you what was written in her. But Kinaram just gave it to her, so I had to honor his blessing. He didn't come to ask me, he just gave it to her. So, because if a devotee does not put all these things in the middle and has full trust in the mother, whatever is mother's, that is devotee's, whatever is God's, that's yours. But no cleverness. It's the cleverness comes in, and then we want to meditate for 2 hours and then we want to get enlightened. No, it's wait, patience. Anyway, tonight is a beautiful night. Look in the sky, look at the moon tonight and the stars. So tonight is the night of stillness. Sri Yantra, one triangle pointing up, pointing down, that's your body. Being still, meditate on Ma, right in the center of the heart. Om Hara Hara.